This is Ted Kennedy. 3/4 of the nation's workers don't earn a college degree. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's fashionable to talk about the forgotten half, but it's the forgotten 3/4, the proportion of workers who don't have a college education. They don't get much preparation for work either. They get little help in school and little training on the job. Business treats them like a third world workforce. By keeping skills low, companies keep wages down. Businesses' anti-training mentality is fundamentally anti-labor, Al. They're afraid workers with higher skills will leave for better jobs. It's a brain-dead approach that spells America's decline. Permanent second place to Europe and Japan. Congress is miles ahead of the Bush administration, Al. What makes the president so timid? The education president ought to be leading the way on job training in the schools, and he ought to be leaning on business to provide real training on the job.
Ted, you're leaning on the facts. How about I get you an alarm clock for a wedding present? It's obvious you don't have one. Wake up, Ted. Haven't you cast enough rocks at corporate America? They spend $30 billion a year on job training and do know how to get their money's worth. Ted, your idea of better job training is always to throw buckets of money at the 60 different job programs under the tattered umbrella of 7 different agencies. Only lighthearted liberals like you could make such a simple task so mind-boggling. Ted, nobody knows better than President Bush that our whole economy depends heavily on a skilled workforce. His plan to provide opportunities and training for our youth has been sitting right on your desk for ages while you sit on your can, glad you finally struck up an interest in it. After all, the ugly harm your regs and tax increases have done to American job creation over the years, this confession is sure to cleanse more than just your soul. Cleanse us of Democrats. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. In trying to make D.C., the 51st state, the leaders of the drive have put their own selfish ambitions above the well-being of the residents. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, D.C. has a terrible and violent crime crisis, high school dropout crisis, AIDS crisis, infant mortality crisis. D.C. also receives 5 times more per capita in federal aid than any of the states. If D.C. becomes a state, how will these awesome problems be solved? To maintain the current funding levels for New Columbia would be wholly unfair to states like Wyoming and Massachusetts. Ted, tell your liberal buddies to get real. If they really want better representation and services, then maybe we should consider giving Washington back to Maryland. It's long overdue time for the leaders of this movement to put their own egos aside and put the well-being of the residents first. Is this really too much to expect, Ted? Probably.
That's hogwash, Al. Suggesting that Washington, D.C. ought to be part of the state of Maryland has about as much justification as making Wyoming part of Montana or Utah. Statehood for the District of Columbia is a matter of simple justice, and your arguments against it are more threadbare than ever. Just once, Al, step outside your ivory tower Capitol office and look around you. The District of Columbia is not just a collection of historical monuments, federal office buildings, and foreign embassies. It's a living, breathing, thriving place of 600,000 men, women, and children. They deserve the same basic rights in our democracy that all other Americans enjoy. 3/4 of D.C. residents are employed outside the federal government. They pay more taxes to the U.S. Treasury than Wyoming or 7 other states. If taxation without representation is wrong for those states, Al, it's wrong for the District of Columbia. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush stubbed his toe on foreign policy again. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, when it rains, it pours. Foreign policy is supposedly President Bush's strength, not domestic policy, but he's having big trouble on foreign policy, too. The policies of the anti-environment president have made Uncle Sam an outcast at the World Environmental Summit in Rio. On China, the administration put business ahead of human rights. The administration ignored warning signs on Iraq. They secretly maneuvered to strengthen Saddam Hussein right up to the invasion of Kuwait. The administration was pathetically inept on Yugoslavia. For a year, they did nothing, while ethnic troubles boiled over into an all-out civil war. The crisis in Haiti rattled the administration, too. Their half-baked embargo worsened the problem. Now they violated international law by slamming the door on refugees desperately seeking asylum from repression. Some new world order, Al.
Ted, why don't you put away that telescope? You're looking through the wrong end. This world is experiencing a peace it has never known before. And Ted, what did you do to help? You wanted to ambush the Reagan-Bush policy of peace through strength every single step of the way. A policy that brought down the Berlin Wall and led to the dismantling of the Soviet Union. Latin America is another great example where Bush leadership paved the way for peace in that war-torn region at a time when he was trying to weed the world of repressive communist regimes like Nicaragua. Many of you Democrats went down there to tell Danny Ortega to keep up his good work. The toughest test of Bush's world-class leadership was when he led the charge to kick Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait, a stunning effort you voted against. Ted, looks like you grabbed the wrong Bush laundry list, but reach in again. Your version must be over a mile long. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on serious issues presented by the Murphy-Brown controversy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. It's time we ignored the dull-witted tabloid images and began to focus on some of the serious issues presented by the Murphy-Brown controversy. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Believe it or not, Ted, unwed mothers, child pregnancy, and deadbeat dads are some very serious problems. But what has happened to the debate? The media has decided to give us the same overexposure like the old broccoli comment all over again. But with over 80% of single-parent kids living below the poverty line, this is sure no laughing matter. Ted, we must never cast judgment upon single parents and should show understanding, but we cannot ignore the numbers. We need to get serious and pass family-friendly tax relief legislation and welfare changes that will help to keep families together. Ted, all America benefits from strong, loving families. Liberals and conservatives surely all agree that the further we drift from family values, the worse our other national problems will become.
Al, the Murphy-Brown debate has made serious points about family values, but it also demonstrates the hypocrisy of you right-wingers and the Bush administration. Family values is the beginning, not the end of the debate. The Bush administration pays lip service to families, but the administration's anti-family record makes the problem worse. The administration abandoned the war on poverty. They're against decent child care for working families. They're against abortion. They won't lift a finger to care for infants and children. They're against needed aid for public schools. They're against time off from the job for working mothers when a new child is born or when a family member is seriously ill. If there's a poverty of values in America, it starts in the White House. Murphy Brown's a fictitious character, Al, but there's nothing fictitious about the real problems of millions of single mothers, and Dan Quayle was wrong to criticize them. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting survived the latest right-wing assault on public funding of the arts. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you and your right-wing friends saddled up another pet hobby horse the other day and rode into battle. This time you charged off against the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but it turned out to be a charge of the lightweight brigade. You couldn't make your reckless attack stick. Public broadcasting has been a major success, Al. It's made a significant contribution to society and our understanding of our history. It sets a high standard for commercial broadcasters. I know you're happy as a clam watching your Saturday morning cartoons, Al, but Americans by the millions know quality educational and cultural programs when they see and hear them. They like what public TV and public radio are doing. The people support the federal government's indispensable role, Al, and they don't want you right-wing budget cutters messing it up.
Oh, come on now, Ted. The worst cartoon is you trying to get Big Bird to chirp the big lie. For heaven's sakes, no one wants to eliminate public broadcasting, but every time you get excited about spending more money, it's somebody's duty to throw a bucket of water in your face and remind you that we have a $4 trillion debt. Ted, this is serious. You can't treat lightly an increase of $285 million for public television. The fact is, public TV has plenty of room for a freeze. The president of Children's Television Workshop makes $640,000 a year. Public TV is not wholly dependent on federal money. It receives generous contributions from private companies and also manages a multi-million dollar investment portfolio. So don't worry, pal. No matter what happens, the Cookie Monster will still be right there as your dietary consultant for many years to come. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on state-sponsored gambling and sporting events. Tune in tomorrow on Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Gambling and athletics are a plenty bad mix that Congress should never see blended. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Say it ain't so, Ted. Legalize sports gambling? We should all know by now that gambling is bad news for sports. The Chicago Black Sox scandal of 1919, where the final game of the World Series was thrown, showed a childhood dream shattered by a rigged game. People still remember. Sure, states need money, but the sum gained by sports wagering surely is not worth the terrible damage gambling brings to the integrity of any game and the negative message it would send to our kids. Some athletes are powerful role models for our children. It would be tragic to poison that bond with suspicion. Ted, over the years, you liberals have gambled billions of U.S. tax dollars down the drain. But even you should agree that turning our states into sovereign gambling dens is just no way to justify those nasty habits. Now, that old spending habit, you could never give up.
Say it ain't so, Al. The prohibition on sports gambling was a Democratic bill. I supported it. So did the vast majority of other senators. The only real opposition came from your Republican friends. All of us know that in these difficult budget times, states throughout the country are hard-pressed to raise revenues for needed public services, and many states have turned to lotteries. But Congress is right to draw the line against sports gambling. It's bad enough that state and local governments lend their support to gambling in any form, but it's worse when government-sponsored lotteries are tied to sports. Inevitably, the integrity of sports is hurt. The commissioner of the National Football League was right. He doesn't want pro football used as a bait to sell gambling. He says, don't gamble with our children's heroes. The NBA put it this way, Al. The idea is to teach kids the fast break, not the fast buck. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration has done a shameful thing on Haiti. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with a cruel, callous, and capricious stroke of his pen last month, President Bush signed an executive order reversing decades of American leadership and ideals in providing sanctuary for refugees fleeing political persecution. By ordering the Coast Guard to dump fleeing Haitians back in Haiti without pausing to see if they qualify for asylum as refugees, the administration is washing its hands of the fate of many other refugees in many other lands. The hypocrisy of the Bush administration is shocking. 2 years ago, they sharply criticized the British for doing the same thing, forcibly sending refugees back to Vietnam from Hong Kong. Now the harsh example of the United States will be cited whenever a nation decides to slam its doors on refugees and force them back into the hands of their oppressors. It's a shameful policy, Al, and it's also a violation of international law.
International law? Ted, whatever happened to our U.S. law? In an attempt to once again try to smear Bush, you liberals try to open the floodgates to millions of illegal aliens wanting to enter the U.S. Ted, let's not get carried away here. Nearly 8,000 Haitians honestly fleeing political persecution have been admitted into our country since November. But most recently, economic factors have been the issue. While economic hardship is truly painful, under our U.S. law, it does not make one a refugee. If that were the case, most of the 3 billion people living in the third world would qualify. Fact is, Ted, we've been watching like a hawk the treatment of those who have returned to Haiti, and the U.S. has found absolutely zero evidence of government mistreatment. Ted, next time you decide to empty your lungs on an issue, remember to fill your head with the facts first. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats trying to lift sagging union rosters by pushing the striker replacement bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. Congressional Democrats are trotting out the old striker replacement bill with the idea to lift the sagging union rosters. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. What's the matter, Ted? Has the drop in union membership to an all-time low of 15% got you down? Sorry, pal, but two-thirds of the American people don't like the Democrats' attempt to force people to join a union, and that is exactly what your bill would do. Face it, Ted, more and more fine workers are breaking with the union ranks and abandoning the old we versus them mentality that unions thrive on. Big labor bosses have been pampering themselves and ignoring workers, and businesses have come in to form their own partnership with their own workers, and there is no looking back. Ted Business and non-union labor finally realize that no one alone can just whistle a symphony. It takes the full orchestra to play it. This bill shows again that either you Dems are too hip-deep in labor PAC money to even notice, or the whistle is only the air blowing through your ears.
Al, your pro-business bias is showing again. You take away one of the most fundamental rights of workers. You're saying they don't have the right to strike, which is one of the few real powers they have against unreasonable exploitation by employers. It's part of the same pattern of business abuse that led to excessive corporate mergers and acquisitions in the 1980s, the savings and loan mess, the skyrocketing executive salaries. Since 1935, it's been illegal for businesses to fire employees for exercising the right to strike. But in the aggressive anti-labor attitude under the Reagan and Bush administration, more and more employers have seized upon a loophole in the law that's just as insidious. Instead of firing workers who go on strike, they permanently replace them. Congress ought to close that loophole and restore basic fairness and justice in labor-management relations. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on new steps to halt the nuclear arms race. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The United States should wake up, smell the coffee, and stop testing nuclear weapons. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Berlin Wall's down. The Soviet Union's gone. The Cold War's over. The time's ripe for a major step to halt the arms race by stopping nuclear tests. We don't need to test because we don't need to develop more nukes. The real danger today comes from continuing the arms race because it encourages other nations to go nuclear too. Last month, China conducted its largest underground nuclear test ever. How can we criticize China when we're testing too? Russia and France have announced moratoriums on testing. So should the United States. The end of the Cold War gives us a unique window of opportunity to halt the arms race. The House of Representatives has just voted to end nuclear tests. Urge the Bush administration to go along, Al. Do you want a new world order or a nuclear world order?
Well, gee, Ted, if we were only to stop nuclear testing, then maybe Saddam Hussein, North Korea, and China will say, we give up and stop cranking out nuclear weapons. Ted, you're in Wonderland. You need to come back to the real world where it isn't quite as simple as you ideologues dream it is. Ted, we've already chopped back nuclear testing to the lowest level since the early 50s. If we were to put a total halt to testing, the confidence in our nuclear deterrent would wear away with time, and this nation should never accept a weakened nuclear force. Ted, many of these 30,000 awesome destructive devices are still aimed at those right on our own soil, many in Wyoming. But even more frightening, some have even been sold away to other foreign countries. Ted, you may want to risk our nation's future on a wish, but most sensible Americans will sleep much better tonight knowing well that nothing will be left to chance on this one. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats doing anything to further their own partisan political agenda, even rigging the U.S. Constitution. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Senator Al Simpson. The Democrats would sell their soul to further their own partisan political agenda, even rig the U.S. Constitution. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Bill of Rights is pretty important, and we don't mess with it lightly. Yet you Democrats, in a cynical ploy to gain partisan advantage, propose an amendment to do an end run around the First Amendment's protection of free speech. This effort to limit expenditures proves the Democrats think it only a mere obstacle to be cleared away by any means possible, fair or foul. Ted, you moaning liberals thumbed your nose at our war veterans during the flag-burning debate. You also paternalistically told us that sexually explicit speech proven to cause harm to women and children just isn't important enough to change the Constitution. But now you're telling us it's quite okay to tinker with it to try to save your political fannies. You wonder why people don't trust politicians. Ted, the people have had it. And with me first Democrat priorities like this one, you really can't blame them a lick.
Al, you've got it backwards. There's broad support in Congress for limits on political spending. The current system of campaign financing is a national disgrace. Part of the problem, Al, is a misguided Supreme Court decision in the 1970s, which prohibits Congress from setting limits on what candidates can spend. Ironically, in the same decision, the court upheld limit on campaign contributions. What's the difference, Al? The same logic applies. If campaign contribution limits are valid, campaign spending limits should be valid, too. Excessive spending can be just as corrupting as excessive contributions. Everyone knows that political campaigns are too expensive. Some of us are trying to do something about it But not old Al Simpson and his right-wing, big-spending friends. It's time to take public office off the auction block, Al. Senate and House seats should go to the best candidates, not the highest bidders. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Asphalt Fumes. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration buckled to business pressure and scuttled a needed health protection for workers on the job. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Occupational Safety and Health Agency in the Bush administration, recently tried to issue a tough new regulation to protect highway and roof repair workers from the danger of asphalt fumes. But business as usual prevailed in the Bush administration. The asphalt industry got wind of what was happening. The big oil companies who make the asphalt lobbied heavily to block the change, and the administration gave in. They rejected the health experts' recommendation to label asphalt fumes as cancer-causing. The administration set the permissible exposure level 25 times higher than the health experts proposed. There's no justification for that kind of political power play, Al. Next time you drive past an asphalt-laying machine on the highway, roll down the window. Take a deep breath. Should anybody be forced to make a living breathing those fumes?
Ted, not if they don't want to. But it sure sounds like you've been smelling something. I see you again jumped right up on the old regulatory bandwagon. At least you're consistent. How about a reg to hang Beware of Ted Kennedy signs on all employers' walls? Ted, if I had a buck for every recent OSHA regulation that used any sound scientific data, I'd be flat broke. No different here. Neither health experts nor the relevant scientific evidence supports your cancer argument. Risk assessment is plain goofy. In fact, the state of California recently examined the same evidence OSHA had, and they refused to list asphalt fumes as cancer-causing. Whiff that one. There is some good concrete evidence that we do have. Jobs would be lost, and highway budgets would not be able to fix our crumbling roads and bridges. Was that spreader for asphalt or BS? Hit the road, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is Ted Kennedy. The Senate and House have agreed on a far-reaching college aid reform, but the Secretary of Education wants to veto it. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Senate and House have agreed on a far-reaching reform of federal aid to college education. We expand scholarships and loans for middle-income families, simplify the application forms, and crack down on deadbeat students who don't repay their loans. One of our most innovative reforms lets the Department of Education make loans directly to college students instead of relying on the current inefficient system that subsidizes banks to serve as middlemen in making loans. That reform will benefit millions of students and save the federal government $1 billion a year compared to the current wasteful system. Yet Secretary of Education Lamar Alexander says he'll recommend a veto because of that provision. That makes no sense, Al. Has President Bush got a Secretary of Education who speaks for banks instead of college education?
Well, don't bank anything on that question. Taxpayers don't want to bear 100% of the burden for all your risky ventures. Ted, unlike King Midas, everything you touch turns to debt. You try to make sure that the Bush has no agenda farce will live on, even if it means destroying a perfectly good higher education bill. Ted, the direct loan demonstration program is not a demonstration at all. It's a permanent nightmare for U.S. taxpayers. In fact, it's another entitlement that will add more than $4 billion to the federal debt. If you think students are all hopped up about this, then you've been reading the wrong textbooks. Direct loans only raise the deficit and must be serviced with higher interest payments from the very people we're trying to help, students. As every good student knows, not being prepared just isn't worth the embarrassment. So, Ted, save face next time. Hit the old books. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. Make no mistake, Ross Perot is a force to be reckoned with in spite of his convenient deficiency on the issues. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. In a recent poll, 20% of Ross Perot's supporters say they'll vote for him because of his stand on the issues. Ted, did I miss something? James Dean may have been a rebel without a cause, but Ross Perot is one better. He's a rebel without a cause or a platform. Ted, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know, so even though you Democrats are wrong on almost all the issues, at least we know where you stand. Ted, George Bush has been bombarded by steady shelling from the media for 12 years, Bill Clinton targeted for 12 months, but we haven't even seen 12 days of BB pellets fired at parole, only slow-pitch softballs. Before that old cowboy comes riding into town, we better find out what's brewing under that 12-gallon hat. Might look like 12 gallons of ego with nothing left over for true national reform.
Al, the Bush administration is sinking in its own ineptness. They're getting desperate when they unleash old Al Simpson to go negative on Ross Perot. You haven't attacked anyone like that since you lit into Anita Hill at the Clarence Thomas hearings. Voters are turned off by the inability of leaders to lead. Going negative makes the situation worse. The chief problem is the past 12 years of divided government and George Bush's theory of government by veto. Democrats have good ideas for change. With Bill Clinton in the White House, we'll have a chance to achieve them. People are not asking much from government, a job where they can work, not a place in the unemployment line, decent health care for their families, good education for their children, safe streets where they can walk at night, a fair opportunity to share in the American dream. Tell us what you're for, Al, not who you are against. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the festering crisis in America's inner cities. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Community development corporations can ease the crisis of our inner cities and poverty-stricken rural areas, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, urban and rural America suffer the same serious problem, declining development and deepening poverty that has now reached the worst level in 20 years. We hear a lot of talk about enterprise zones as the answer, tax incentives for business to invest in needed areas, and fewer regulations. That's a partial answer, and we should try it. But as the situation in Los Angeles indicates, a serious flaw is that the private sector will import workers from outside the designated zones. That's where community development corporations come in. They can mobilize local areas to create new jobs for residents, provide job training, renovate housing, and take other needed steps for successful development. Support them both, Al, enterprise zones and community development corporations. Together, they can get the job done.
Boy, Ted, you are absolutely right. Community services are great tools for creating jobs, but there is just one tiny problem. We already have an Office of Community Services that already does this. We sure don't need two of them. Ted, this particular continual fiscal whim of yours will cost us $305 million, and not only that, it blatantly busts the Budget Act. To make matters even worse, you didn't even have a hearing for the bill. Is that how you personally run your committee? With the liberal ramrod first and get the facts later approach to things, it should be no mystery to the taxpayers why the federal government wastes billions every year. Ted, the community development bases have all been covered before, so stop always trying to improve our lot in life with somebody else's money. We simply can't afford it, and it's a duplicate and duplicity too. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats holding up health care to millions who need it now, just so that Bush won't get the political credit. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. For Democrats, 'tis much better for Americans to go without a health care improvement plan than give any shred of political credit to President Bush. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, if you were dreaming away that health care was going to put a Democrat in the White House, dream again. Finding Democrats who agree on health care is even more difficult than finding a skeptical conservative in the press corps. Right now, the GOP plan is the only plan with any thoughtful consensus. But Ted, instead of providing health care coverage to the millions of people who need it right now, Democrats would rather perpetuate the big lie that Bush has no agenda. Heaven forbid we should pass a Republican initiative that the president could sign. This may never happen because the Democrats' political agenda is far more important to them than helping our nation. The cowardly Democrats are the true peddlers of health care paralysis in D.C. Ted, too much partisan Novocaine can make you numb in the head.
Al, Democrats stand for comprehensive reform of the nation's worsening health care system. The challenge is especially difficult because of all-out Republican opposition. The administration's proposals, standing alone, are laughably inadequate to meet the two most serious problems, the escalating cost of care and the inability of so many Americans to get any coverage at all. 24 million citizens have no health insurance, Al, because their employers won't provide it. 60 million more have insurance so inadequate it will let them down in any serious illness. No family should live in fear that they're just one job change away from being uninsured. No American should be denied health care because they're out of work. No patients should have to stick out their wallet before they stick out their tongue. Give Democrats credit for our comprehensive plan, Al. This is one crisis Republican Band-Aids won't solve. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on unfair Japanese trade practices. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. Free trade with Japan should be fair trade, too. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the U.S. footwear industry has been under siege for many years because of unfair and restrictive Japanese trade practices. It's a double whammy. U.S. shoe manufacturers face heavy tariff and quota burdens that virtually shut them out of markets in Japan. Yet our manufacturers face intense competition here at home from foreign firms because our markets are so open. Japan is the third largest market in the Western world, yet Japanese import quotas limit foreign shoes to 2% of the market, and U.S. firms get only a tenth of that small share. The Japanese admit that their restrictive quotas and tariffs violate international trade rules, but all they offer is token reforms. Free trade is a two-way street, Al. If the Bush administration won't insist on that fundamental principle, Congress should.
That's right, pal. Free trade is a two-way street, and you're driving over in the wrong lane, straight into a head-on collision with our economy. Your eye-for-an-eye theory has never brought down a single quota in Japan. Ted, the very best way to help our footwear industry is to continue to chip away at those Japanese barriers, not to further alienate that industry from all of Japan's market. Our negotiators have made some great gains in the recent GATT talks in opening up that market. Ted, unlike you Democrats, George Bush prefers to lead by example. Since 1988, 70% of U.S. economic growth has come from exports. The real payoff has been 2 million new jobs, lower prices, greater consumer choice. If we listened to you and put up the old trade barricades, many of these gains would vanish. At a time when we're trying to open more markets and make more bread, we sure don't need you out there trying to make more bread lines. Let them eat cake, eh? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Al Simpson. This bizarre indictment of former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger is a true sham. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Iran-Contra witch hunt has now cost taxpayers as much as $100 million. And for what? A measly 300 hours of community service. And now we're about to waste another $10 million to drag Cap Weinberger across the coals, a man who is second to none in his devotion and service to his country. What an utter disgrace. Ted, arming this independent counsel with a blank check and a team of attack dog lawyers sets a hideous precedent. Truth is, most Americans closed the book on this case a long time ago. Let's put these failed attorneys out of their misery and off the taxpayers' payroll. Ted, the true scandal in D.C. is keeping this dead horse alive in the 11th hour of a raw political year. But you Democrats always like to duck the real issues, and if you had to honestly debate them just for once, you would all be history.
Al, that's utter nonsense. And cynical, self-serving nonsense, too. You'd love to put that special prosecutor out of business. It's inconvenient, to say the least, even downright embarrassing, that he's still hot on the trail of the Iran-Contra scandal. You and the Bush administration would obviously prefer to shut the special prosecutor down in order to shut him up. You don't want any more smoking guns coming out, not before Election Day. I must say, though, Al, I heard the news of Cap Weinberger's indictment with mixed feelings. He's an outstanding public official who served with great distinction in high office in many capacities. I have great respect for his ability, his integrity, and his commitment to public service, especially his willingness to serve the country for so long, instead of cashing in for big bucks in the private sector. Frankly, I hope the indictment isn't true, Al, but only time and the trial will tell. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on fetal tissue medical research. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System. This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush kowtowed to the Republican right and the worst of abortion politics by vetoing fetal tissue research. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's veto of the fetal tissue research bill denied the only real avenue of hope for millions of Americans suffering from Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, spinal cord injury, and other serious illnesses. Fetal tissue research holds great promise for healing these afflictions. Once again, the administration's practice of government by veto has foisted a flawed and irresponsible policy on the nation. Even many anti-abortion groups agree the research is justified and that it won't encourage anyone to make the decision for abortion. Admit it, Al. President Bush was wrong to side with right-wing extremists in your party. The responsible pro-life position is to end the government ban on fetal tissue research and permit this life-saving research to proceed.
Ted, you're usually right 1% of the time, so don't go patting yourself on the back there. You still need 59 more points to get a passing grade. My friend George Bush has the privilege as president to do what he thinks is right. His overall correctness on the really tough issues is a good one. On this occasion, however, I simply disagree with the president. I've never seen this as an abortion issue. To me, it has always been about saving lives, nothing more. It is a rational, intelligent policy to give researchers the tools they need to once and for all find badly needed cures for Parkinson's disease, my dear dad has that, childhood diabetes, and devastating genetic disorders. But Ted, you never discover much from a person who always agrees with you, so start listening to the Republicans on those other issues and you will learn something new for a change. Try it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the largest nuclear missile reduction agreement of all time. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.